Good morning, everybody. My name is Tini Lekone. Welcome to the podcast. And today we're going to carry on with our series on Peter. I feel we've talked enough about the negative points, so we're going to share some of the positives today. And let's get started. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do you say that the Son of Man is?" Now Jesus gave himself the title, the Son of Man. So he's asking them, "Who do you say I am?" Remember that people were following Jesus at this point. He was doing miracles. And very, very important, the question that's being asked here. And they say, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" So Jesus is making it a personal question, yeah. While others are deflecting, Simon Peter replies, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." God's special sent one. And then from there, Jesus says to Peter that what he had said there was revealed to him by God, not by man. So, once again, Peter is the first one to answer, he's the first one to respond, and in this case, when he allows God to work through him, he has wisdom that others don't have at that point. Let's have a look. In Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit is poured out on the disciples, there's a big commotion, there's a very big sermon, people get saved, lives are changed. And let's pick up from Peter, he's talking in chapter 2, verse 37. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent.'" Now repent means turn away from your ways. "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Jesus made such an impression on Peter, and when the Holy Spirit came and turned his life around, as an uneducated person who couldn't really read and write, he would not have been good at public speaking. He would not have been good at formulating sermons. This was his very first. And yet thousands of people are saved on this day. Showing us just once again how the Holy Spirit can change our lives when we walk in His strength and not our own. God doesn't ask us to do this life in our own strength, on our own wisdom, on our own. He wants to be the one guiding us. He wants to be the one leading us. And as Peter's life changed, He wants to change our lives also. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the example that Peter was to us. Thank you, Lord, that you can change our lives completely. You can empower us, Father God. Help us, Lord, to make the time to spend with you. Father, to spend time in prayer and just to listen to what you want to talk to us about, what you want to share and impart to us. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings, everybody. You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za or search for Encouragement Media on Facebook. Send us an email to info@encmedia.co.za. Thank you.